Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Go forth into a new way. You'll leave this and a new direction. For I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy. For this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply. For times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now, today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Tiller 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and yes, I'm in a different location today. I'm having an issue. You know how it normally is with the recorder. So join me. Well, I'm going to be in the King James Version Bible, but I'm going to be in my, what do you call it, book here. So I'm going to be in Revelation, chapter 6, verse 12. Okay, this is titled The Sixth Seal, Terror. Then each of them was given a white robe and told to rest a little while longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers, were killed, just as they had been killed. Okay, so here we go. And when I saw the Lamb open the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of goat hair, and the whole moon turned to blood red. And the stars of the sky fell to the earth like unripe figs dropping from a tree shaken by a great wind. Okay, that's it on that. So just bear with me, because again, I'm in a different location, and this is a humdinger, and we know that the devil does not want this up. So I was hearing parts of this yesterday. I didn't know what I was going to get. I didn't expect this. Now, let's see, what is today? Do I have my calendar in front of me? Okay, so I should know what today is. Okay, so today is September 25th, 2021. So I got this first thing this morning. Here we go. Children, the battle rages for souls. Do not let your guard down. Truly, these are perilous times. You will see earthly signs and heavenly events. Each one points to my return. Well, there's the Holy Spirit. Each one an outcry to unrepentant sinners to turn from sin. You now see earthquakes, flooding, asteroid flybys, volcano eruptions, and fires over the nations. Soon you will see unexplained phenomena and supernatural sightings. Do not be afraid. If it is written, it will come to pass. Okay, here we go with this. I have three on this. I am shaking the earth. Soon an unprecedented earthquake will strike your wide coast. Earthquake, molten lava, fire, and tsunami will erase abominations from my sight. Evil, rebellious sinners will be no more. I will make my way across your earth. Sudden destruction follows me. All creation will tremble at the sound of my voice. Where did we go? All creation will tremble at the sound of my voice as my angels wait for my next command. You will be smothered by deception and lies as these events unfold, and world leaders will try to give you an explanation for what has happened. If you read my word, you know what is happening. Do not be deceived. Stay close to me now. Wow, I have the Holy Spirit. I could cry. I am the light of the world. Okay, we know this is not good. Well, I have the Holy Spirit on me. I feel like I'm going to cry here. Okay, so I already reposted up on the Facebook pages God's Solar 7 Facebook, I'm not sure if I put it on, Sister Barbara Francis Facebook, or the King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ, because I was tied up with all sorts of things this morning. Whenever I get a prophecy, it's like anything, I told you this, anything that could be thrown in front of my feet to stop me from putting it up is up. So we know we're at the end here. This is it. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. And I want to just mention, thank you everyone out there. Please, if you're getting baptized, let me know. At least I feel like I'm doing my job here. I know I've seen some people asking about baptisms in the comments. Please let me know what's going on. If you did it, because I told you guys, Brother Dan and I were sprinkled as children and then rebaptized as adults, resubmerged underwater in the name of Jesus. That's really exciting for me when I hear this. Thank you so much for telling me. What else did I want to mention here? Just the same thing I normally say. Even now, more than ever, have a plan and be prepared. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, as I was hearing this prophecy and reposting those other earthquake messages I have out there, I was reposting them. Now, I have a war video out there, and I might have reposted this, actually, again. It's called, You Will See Invaders at Your Door. I'll try to post that up on the Facebook pages, because when I was looking at the other videos, I was hearing that. I was hearing, you will see invaders at your door. So I don't know if this is going to go hand in hand with these events that are coming, or the earthquake. I don't like to speculate or add anything to the prophecy messages, but I think I had in one prophecy said that when you are busy with something like this, a catastrophe, a cataclysmic event, this is when we're going to attack. I have a prophecy that says that. You will be busy, you won't be paying attention, you will be distracted with all these other things, that's when the enemy is going to attack. So make sure you have supplies on hand. I'm seeing all those cargo ships off the West Coast out there. Okay, and then in here, now I don't know if you guys picked up on this. On another prophecy, I have the same phrase in here. Let's see, da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's just fly by, okay. Where is it? Okay, earthquakes and flooding. Okay, here we go, this. An unprecedented earthquake will strike your wide coast. Now, in another one, I have the same phrase, wide coast. He's referring to the West Coast. The other prophecy message that I put up on the earthquake, I don't know if it's megaquake. I did get a magnitude on that that I didn't mention in the original video. I didn't mention it, but it is a 9.5 earthquake that's going to hit. Imagine this. Now I have how many of them prophecy messages saying flee the cities, lest you take part in her plagues and other things. Just please have a plan, have an escape route from where you live, and you can laugh about it until you're trying to get away from whatever it is. Have an escape route, have some emergency supplies on hand, some extra cash, have a bag that you could grab in case something bad happens. Because we know it's going to happen. I have 1,000 videos out there, Brother Dan and I do, saying pretty much over and over. These repents are, or these events and these things are going to happen because he says right here. Because of unrepentant, here it is, where is quick? Okay, I can't find that sentence. I know I'll find it in 2 seconds when I'm done here. So we're going to see an unprecedented earthquake. I had to Google unprecedented. I kind of knew what it was. On the White Coast. Molten fire and tsunami to erase the abominations. All right. I can't see where that is in here, but I'm sure it'll be in the transcription under there. It's for unrepentant people that are still not getting it. That's why he's waiting. He's waiting for the last sheep to come in. I have that on another one. Okay, each one an outcry to unrepentant sinners to turn from sin. That is the major theme of all of our 1,000 prophecies. He wants you to repent, turn from your sin, don't do it again, and turn to him. You need to. You need to put your trust in him. He's the only way that's going to get us through this stuff, if whatever we're going to see. And I have other prophecies saying not to be alarmed at what your eyes are going to see. You're going to be seeing things, and we are seeing things already. All right, before I start going on and on anymore, I don't know if this is going to upload. Just want to thank everyone for everything you do for us, things you send us. Jill, that box of presents and things was lovely. Thank you. We do have the same taste. Thank you so much. And then Catherine, thank you for the picture cards again. Thank you so much. Thanking everyone that supports the ministry financially during these tough times, I'll say, and helps everyone that helps us to help others. And thank you, everyone, for the encouraging comments under the videos, helpful information. What else? Translations in the other languages. Things you send in the mail again. Cards. I have a whole bunch of lovely fall cards I got. Thank you so much. Cards, books, supplements. I get everything in the mail. Clothing, jewelry, everything. Thank you guys so much. We love you for everything you do for us. What else? Am I forgetting anything? Just please remember to keep Brother Dan with the sore back or something pulled in his back. Keep him in your prayers. My mom and Brother Dan's dad, both in the nursing home, you know, not in the best shape. I should mention a childhood friend of mine that I'm still friends with for, like, since we're little kids, all through high school and so on, had a stroke, and he's really not doing that good with it. He lost most of his memory, and it was horrible when he told me that. It was like, oh, no. Now, I know I told you guys out there for a stroke. When I had the stroke, I had Brother Dan running around bringing me those protein drinks to drink. I'm almost positive that that's why I had so much of a recovery and restoration of my brain tissue. After the fact, I read about amino acids helping repair brain tissue. So if you had a stroke or know somebody that had it, please get them those protein drinks or a box of protein powder. It absolutely helps. I said, and everybody laughed, I can remember back till when I was 3 years old. And my nurse laughed the other day. She said, well, what do you remember from back then? Don't laugh, my red shoes. I was 3 years old. I had little red shoes. I think they were like little red Mary Janes or something. So again, have a plan and be safe. Please let your family know what's coming. Don't take anything for granted at this point. Today could be your last day. Tonight could be your last breath. Just please repent and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He's the only one out there, like I said, right now that's going to save you from any of these things that are coming. He'll keep you safe under his wings. He will pass over your house. I have how many of these in prophecies? Please do this. Please, you need to know him personally and have a personal relationship with him. I hope this works. So God bless you all. Be safe. I'm going to attempt to shut the recorder off. Hopefully it won't fall down. That's what kept happening before. I couldn't screw it on with one hand. Then I couldn't, don't laugh, then I couldn't get it to stand up because I moved my location here. I had the nurse put out some of the fall decorations, so my bowl that I used to put my recorder in isn't there anymore. Okay, please don't fall. God bless you all and be safe. Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Teller 7 End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and yes, I'm in a different location today. I'm having an issue, you know how it normally is, with the recorder. So join me. Well, I'm going to be in the King James Version Bible, but I'm going to be in my, what do you call it, book here. So I'm going to be in Revelation, let's see, chapter 6, verse 12. Okay, this is titled The Sixth Seal, Terror. Then each of them was given a white robe and told to rest a little while longer until the full number of their fellow servants, their brothers, were killed, just as they had been killed. Okay, so here we go. And when I saw the Lamb open the sixth seal, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of goat hair, and the whole moon turned to blood red. And the stars of the sky fell to the earth like unripe figs dropping from a tree shaken by a great wind. Okay, that's it on that. So just bear with me because, again, I'm in a different location. And this is a humdinger, and we know that the devil does not want this up. So I was hearing parts of this yesterday. I didn't know what I was going to get. I didn't expect this. Let's see, what is today? Do I have my calendar in front of me? Okay, so I should know what today is. Okay, so today is September 25th, 2021. So I got this first thing this morning. Here we go. Children, the battle rages for souls. Do not let your guard down. Truly, these are perilous times. You will see earthly signs and heavenly events. Each one points to my return. Whoa, there's the Holy Spirit. each one an outcry to unrepentant sinners to turn from sin. You now see earthquakes, flooding, asteroid flybys, volcano eruptions, and fires over the nations. Soon you will see unexplained phenomena and supernatural sightings. Do not be afraid. If it is written, it will come to pass. Okay, here we go with this. I have three on these, on this. I am shaking the earth. Soon an unprecedented earthquake will strike your wide coast. Earthquake, molten lava, fire, and tsunami will erase abominations from my sight. Evil, rebellious sinners will be no more. I will make my way across your earth. Sudden destruction follows me. All creation will tremble at the sound of my voice. Where did we go? All creation will tremble at the sound of my voice as my angels wait for my next command. You will be smothered by deception and lies as these events unfold and world leaders will try to give you an explanation for what has happened. If you read my word, you know what is happening. Do not be deceived. Stay close to me now. Wow, I have the Holy Spirit, I could cry. I am the light of the world. Okay, we know this is not good. Wow, I have the Holy Spirit on me. I feel like I'm going to cry here. Okay, so I already reposted up on the Facebook pages. Godzilla 7 Facebook, I'm not sure if I put it on, Sister Barbara Francis Facebook or the King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ, because I was tied up with all sorts of things this morning. Whenever I get a prophecy, it's like anything, I told you this, anything that could be thrown in front of my feet to stop me from putting it up is up. So we know we're at the end here. This is it. Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in Book of Acts, Acts 2:38. And I want to just mention, thank you everyone out there. Please, if you're getting baptized, let me know. At least I feel like I'm doing my job here. I know I've seen some people asking about baptisms in the comments. Please let me know what's going on. If you did it, because I told you guys, Brother Dan and I were sprinkled as children and then rebaptized as adults, resubmerged underwater in the name of Jesus. That's really exciting for me when I hear this. Thank you so much for telling me. What else did I want to mention here? Just the same thing I normally say. Even now, more than ever, have a plan and be prepared. You don't know what's going to happen. Now, as I was hearing this prophecy and reposting those other the other earthquake messages I have out there, I was reposting them. Now, I have a war video out there, and I might have reposted this, actually, again. It's called, You Will See Invaders at Your Door. I'll try to post that up on the Facebook pages because when I was looking at the other videos, I was hearing that. I was hearing, you will see invaders at your door. So I don't know if this is going to go hand in hand with these events that are coming or the earthquake. I don't like to speculate or add anything to the prophecy messages, but I think I had in one prophecy said that when you are busy with something like this, a catastrophe, a cataclysmic event, this is when we're going to attack. I have a prophecy that says that. You will be busy, you won't be paying attention, you will be distracted with all these other things, that's when the enemy is going to attack. So make sure you have supplies on hand. I'm seeing all those cargo ships off the West Coast out there. Okay, and then in here, now I don't know if you guys picked up on this. On another prophecy, I have the same phrase in here. Let's see, da-da-da-da-da-da. Let's supply by, okay. Where is it? Okay, earthquakes and flooding. Okay, here we go, this. An unprecedented earthquake will strike your wide coast. Now, in another one, I have the same phrase, wide coast. He's referring to the West Coast. The other prophecy message that I put up on the earthquake, I don't know if it's megaquake. I did get a magnitude on that that I didn't mention in the original video. I didn't mention it, but it is a 9.5 earthquake that's going to hit. Imagine this. Now I have how many of them prophecy messages saying flee the cities lest you take part in her plagues and other things. Just please have a plan, have an escape route from where you live, And you can laugh about it until you're trying to get away from whatever it is. Have an escape route. Have some emergency supplies on hand, some extra cash. Have a bag that you could grab in case something bad happens. Because we know it's going to happen. I have 1,000 videos out there, Brother Dan and I do, saying pretty much over and over, these repents are, or these events and these things are going to happen because he says right here. Because of unrepentant, here it is, where is it? Okay, I can't find that sentence. I know I'll find it in 2 seconds when I'm done here. So we're going to see an unprecedented earthquake. I had to Google unprecedented. I kind of know what it was. On the White Coast. Molten fire and tsunami to erase the abominations. All right. I can't see where that is in here, but I'm sure it'll be in the transcription under there. It's for unrepentant people that are still not getting it. That's why he's waiting. He's waiting for the last sheep to come in. I have that on another one. Okay, each one an outcry to unrepentant sinners to turn from sin. That is the major theme of all of our 1,000 prophecies. He wants you to repent, turn from your sin, don't do it again, and turn to him. You need to. You need to put your trust in him. He's the only way that's going to get us through this stuff, if whatever we're going to see. And I have other prophecies saying not to be alarmed at what your eyes are going to see. You're going to be seeing things, and we are seeing things already. All right, before I start going on and on anymore, I don't know if this is going to upload. Just want to thank everyone for everything you do for us, things you send us. Jill, that box of presents and things was lovely. Thank you. We do have the same taste. Thank you so much. And then Catherine, thank you for the picture cards again. Thank you so much. Thanking everyone that supports the ministry financially during these tough times, I'll say, and helps everyone that helps us to help others. And thank you, everyone, for the encouraging comments under the videos, helpful information, what else, translations in the other languages, things you send in the mail again, cards. I have a whole bunch of lovely fall cards I got. Thank you so much. Cards, books, supplements. I get everything in the mail, clothing, jewelry, everything. Thank you guys so much. We love you for everything you do for us. What else? Am I forgetting anything? Just please remember to keep Brother Dan with the sore back or something pulled in his back. Keep him in your prayers. My mom and Brother Dan's dad, both in the nursing home, you know, not in the best shape. I should mention a childhood friend of mine that I'm still friends with for, like, since we're little kids, all through high school and so on, had a stroke, and he's really not doing that good with it. He lost most of his memory, and it was horrible when he told me that. It was like, oh, no. Now, I know I told you guys out there for a stroke. When I had the stroke, I had Brother Dan running around bringing me those protein drinks to drink. I'm almost positive that that's why I had so much of a recovery and restoration of my brain tissue. After the fact, I read about amino acids helping repair brain tissue. So if you had a stroke or know somebody that had it, please get them those protein drinks or a box of protein powder. It absolutely helps. I said, and everybody laughed, I can remember back till when I was 3 years old. And my nurse laughed the other day. She said, well, what do you remember from back then? Don't laugh, my red shoes. I was 3 years old. I had little red shoes. I think they were like little red Mary Janes or something. So again, have a plan and be safe. Please let your family know what's coming. Don't take anything for granted at this point. Today could be your last day. Tonight could be your last breath. Just please repent and have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He's the only one out there, like I said, right now, that's going to save you from any of these things that are coming. He'll keep you safe under his wings. He will pass over your house. I have how many of these in prophecies? Please do this. Please, you need to know him personally and have a personal relationship with him. I hope this works. So God bless you all. Be safe. I'm going to attempt to shut the recorder off. Hopefully it won't fall down. That's what kept happening before. I couldn't screw it on with one hand. Then I couldn't, don't laugh, then I couldn't get it to stand up because I moved my location here. I had the nurse put out some of the fall decorations, so my bowl that I used to put my recorder in isn't there anymore. Okay, please don't fall. God bless you all and be safe.
Hello. Hey, you guys. I've been wanting to make this video for a very long time, and we are right in the throes of our school season, and I'm sorry it has been a while. It has not been for lack of things to talk about. I have a summer job, and then I have a rest of the year job, and so as one finishes up, the other one picks up. So I'm working for a curriculum company over the summer, selling books, and traveling to parent practicums for homeschooling, and that keeps me busy. And as soon as I finish that, I geared up to start teaching our seventh grade class with our homeschool community. So, and I had to learn a lot of stuff before I taught the kids. I learned the stuff for myself. But it's been wonderful. I can't complain, and I'm absolutely positive the Lord had called me to do it, gave me tons of confirmation, and people swooped in to help me just when I was crying out to him I needed help. So I know he's hearing. So anyway, I feel like this was the perfect time to share these dreams, because just a matter of days ago I had an amazing real life sign in my life, and I took a picture of it. I'm going to show it to you guys, but first let me share with you two dreams that led up to this. And I know you will find it very encouraging. In fact, I feel really led that there are people out here watching who really need to hear this, especially as our world gets more crazy. And I tell my friends, I've told you guys, I tell my prayer group, I tell my family, as the world gets darker, we shine brighter. The Lord, He strengthens us. His word promises, and I have scripture to prove it. I will share with you guys. So Lord, just cover me as I share these dreams you've given me, Lord, and just give me the words to speak and bring all scripture memory to my mind, anything I may have forgotten. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Okay, so first dream was back in May of this last summer, May 2021. I call it my wings from the sky dream. So in the dream, I'm walking in what seemed to be a big indoor city. I mean, it was like a city. But it had the strange feeling of like a mall, but it was enormous. But it wasn't enclosed because I could see the sky. But it was just a strange feeling, because I guess the reason I felt enclosed is because the ceiling kind of felt close to me. But when I looked up, it was clearly the sky. But what was so amazing is that as I'm just walking through, and I don't think I recognized where I was, but I just happened to look up and really started noticing the sky, and it was really bright, like a bluish white. But then as I looked closer, it looked like little cutouts were in there. Kind of like if you have kids or have seen in a kid's ceiling in their bedroom, they have those little glow-in-the-dark, look like little sun, moon, stars, all these little things or pictures of things that they stick to their ceiling, and they glow in the dark at night. So that was kind of the feeling, except they weren't yellow, like those little stickers tend to be, the glow-in-the-dark. These were just white on white, but I could see like that they were sticking out a little bit like little cutouts. So I'm staring, and then I just suddenly knew, even though this was way up high in the sky, I knew that if I reached my hand up there, I could pull one of those things down. I could touch it. And I'm just going to tell you right now, because I may forget to tell you later, I feel like that means we can access heaven, that we can pull down what we need in this dark time. The Lord has basically said, I've promised you, do you really think as this world gets crazier, I'm going to pull back now? If ever there's a time He's going to be good to His word and equip us, is now. So guess what I pulled down from the sky? I reached up and I just saw it, and I knew I wanted it, and that was a pair of wings. It was a pair of wings. It was so amazing. And I just was like, yes, I want wings on the fly. And the next thing I knew, I had them on my back. And it was like, it was weird. It's like I pulled it down like a cutout, and then as soon as I did and put it on my back, it was life size. And I just knew I could fly. Okay, so let me get to what I typed out so I don't forget, because I tend to jump ahead and I forget things. So I looked up, saw what looked like little glow-in-the-dark objects in the sky, but they were just white cutouts. I can't remember what the other objects were. I feel like they were celestial things from heaven, maybe stars and things, and like circles and cutouts and things. And so I just felt like it was like celestial things, but there were wings up there. So I pulled down the wings, and I now knew, now that I had them on my back, I could fly if I wanted to. Then it was real. It was like all of a sudden I was a target, and people were after me. So strangely, instead of taking off and flying, I go to my left and I dive into a pool. So I dive in the pool to get away from these people following me, like they wouldn't be able to see me in there. But they found me and tried to put something over me to drown me. And then it was I realized I could now breathe underwater. No matter what they did, they couldn't get me. They couldn't get the best of me, so I could breathe. And then I just decided, okay, that's enough. I'm getting out of here. And I shot up out of the water and I flew. And the next thing I remember is somehow being chased in the sky. Like they were trying to zoom around me and I just cut away from them really fast. And then there was this secret place right in the middle of the sky. It was almost like this little, I don't know if it was floating or if it was just a tall little tower, but it had like a circle on the top of it. Like it was a roundish room. And almost like it's hard really to describe. It's like just this circular kind of room. It wasn't flat. It was just like this little room. Okay, but it wasn't a ball. It was almost like almost an ovalish kind of shape. Okay, so I went in this secret hideout, and it was like floating in the sky. Inside were people like myself who were believers. They were conferring. We were all conferring with each other in secret. Like there was some kind of a code that these outsiders who were trying to get us couldn't understand. I could tell there was something evil outside, that there were monitors, like things that were bugged. Like they were trying to, that they had like one of those really strong, I guess, microphones or something. They were trying to pick up voices and trying to track us down. But somehow we knew they couldn't hear us. It was like scrambled when they tried to hear us, like the Lord was protecting us. And what I'm going to say right now at this part, I think, means we were in a secret place. Who remembers the scripture? The secret place of the Most High. So it was like a secret place up high, literally up high, and it was a secret place. And I don't know if he placed us up there. I had wings, like I could just access the secret place. He gave me what I needed. I got right to it, and I was among my brethren. And I remember we were speaking the word. We were praying. We were speaking scripture. And I remember just knowing that we could not be touched. They could not touch us. They couldn't hear us. And they were trying, trust me, they were trying. I couldn't remember much else. It was a great dream, clearly, as you can tell. It was a really awesome dream. But toward the end of the dream, then I was in this building, and these two women were trying to capture me. And they thought they had drugged me. I seemed to be tied up to something, like in a wall or something. Like they had me against a wall, and I was tied up. And I realized I just needed to just be calm and stare straight ahead, not tell them anything. And they thought they had drugged me. They thought they had given me something, and they thought, oh, she's drugged, that's why she's not responding. But they thought I couldn't hear them or understand them, like I was just not paying attention. But I was perfectly fine, and I could hear everything they said. And they were talking about me like I was now their prisoner. Then it's like I heard a voice, and this voice said, now. And boom, I broke loose, and I just flew. All of a sudden, my wings were, and I flew out of there. And then I woke up. So I woke up, and I was just feeling amazing. And like something profound was shown to me, and I'm still praying on it. And I'd rush right into the dream, but let me tell you what had happened the day before I had this, because I think this is exactly why the Lord gave me this dream. The day before, it was just a really, really rough day for me. Just a lot of stuff I was working on over the summer, a lot of physical activity. I was just drained physically, mentally, preparing for classes, traveling for my job. I came home. We went out with friends, like a bunch of parents with kids, so our kids who are going to be in class together in the fall got together. And there were just some things that I started to worry and grieve over, you know, just things I feel like I was falling short on, like preparing my kids, being a good mom, teaching them Christ, getting them schooled, taking care of the house, taking care of my husband. It just all seemed like it was just closing in on me. And that's not even discussing what's going on in the world. You know, you can't go anywhere. It's like I live in, sadly, a very liberal state, Madison, Wisconsin. Well, the state itself isn't liberal. Madison is this little crazy liberal bubble, and we're thankfully on the outskirts of it. But people from around the state will come to our city and go, what's going on? It's like, you know, everybody is freaked out over germs and stuff and masks and signs everywhere, mandate, all that junk. So we had like 4 weeks of freedom where we took the masks off the mandate, and then they put it right back again. Anyway, so it's just, it was driving me a little crazy. It all was getting to me. And that night, after that exhausting day, as I'm getting to bed, I just fell on my knees, and I was just praying, and the tears were coming, and I was just exhausted and crying out to the Lord and praying to Him and just saying, Lord, I don't know even how to pray. I don't even know what to ask for. I don't even know what to do. And I just unburdened myself on Him and just said, please help me. I repent for anything I'm falling short of. I was grieved over not being able to make videos and talk to people and having things I want to share and just not having enough hours in the day to do it. Even now, as I'm trying to prepare to make this video, it's like Grand Central Station. I'm in the dining room, which I've turned into a classroom, and my people are walking past. I'm like, can I just have a moment to make a video? Anyway, they're downstairs now. So that's the kind of state I was in. So I just was spent, and I laid it to the Lord, and I just, you know, poured out to Him everything and just emptied myself to Him. And He gave me this dream, and He basically said, it's right over you. It's right here. You can reach for it. It's right in reaching distance. And just take what you need. It's just open for you. Don't forget, I give you, I equip you, and I strengthen you. And what better way? And you guys know the scripture, but I have it here for you anyway. Who remembers Isaiah 40, 28 through 31? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and His understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and the young men stumble and fall. Here we go. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And here it is right in scripture for you. He will renew our strength if we hope in the Lord. Remember that. We hope in the Lord, He will renew our strength, and we will soar on wings like eagles. And that just, and He's true to His word. He just, when I woke up, it was like I had just been rebooted. I just felt so good. It was like He had poured strength into me in that dream. But you got to pour yourself out to Him first and just cry out to Him, and He will load you up with whatever you need. So anyway, and this is the end of my, at the very end, I just put some notes to myself. Touching the sky and bringing down wings on my back means like we can access heaven and gain whatever tools and power we need from Him. And when those other people tried to drown me, I discovered I could breathe underwater. There's nothing they can do to me. Everything, the Lord's always one step ahead. And when the enemy tries to suppress us and suffocate us, like being in the water, suffocating us with fears and worries and burdens like I had been the day before, He gives us the breath. Our breath, literally, He breathes life into us. And I think breathing is also means praying and worshiping, and that's for which we use our breath. Being in the sky, like the secret hideout, the secret place of the Most High. I don't know if, again, this could be strengthening He's giving us day to day, maybe as we need it, or if it's basically He's telling me, Hold on. I've got something big I'm bringing. I'm going to be strengthening my people like you've never seen before. So this could be what I'm just accessing right now to get through the day. Or it could mean something big and even better is coming. And even David Wilkerson had prophesied that there is going to be, in the later days, there is a praying people, a remnant, where the Lord is pouring out His Spirit, as it says in Joel. He pours out His Spirit on all flesh, and it's like this whole new strengthening that's going to happen. And I personally think it would be so beautifully poetic where we start the church age with the book of Acts and these powerful apostles who are working miracles and, you know, casting out demons and healing the sick. Wouldn't it be awesome if we ended the church age the same way, if not even more so? Jesus said, greater than this will you do. And I would love that. So that is my hope, that before this all ends and we're snatched out of here, that we are just can pack a wallop as a church age of a body of Christ, a true body drawn together, working and being the Lord's hands and just bringing in this massive harvest. So wouldn't it be great? So I pray. I don't know what form that would take. But when I get dreams like these, I feel super charged up. And that brings me to my next dream, which is very similar to this one. Okay, so this one, again, was back this last May, 2021, this last summer. And then this one I wrote down in here, and this was more recently. Okay, and the date on this one is August 18th, so just last month, yeah. Today's September 25th. Okay, so August 18th. Okay, and I was referring to this other dream I just read you, and but the made me, okay, so that was from May. In my more recent dream, this was probably just a few weeks, okay, so yeah. In the dream, I was walking outside, and I was looking around the landscape. I could see rolling hills and wide open sky, and for some reason, I feel like this is just, I was walking down a road that I usually drive down. It's probably 3 miles from my house. It's just a little road I take all the time to come home, where I come out from the city and into the country. And it's this long stretch, straight line of road, and it's beautiful. You see farms, it's stretched out, and all this beautiful farmland. So it's like I was, and part of it's kind of coming down a hill, but it's a straight road. So in the dream, I kind of had that feeling, like this is the area I was walking, but I was walking. I've never walked down this road. I've always driven down it, but in the dream, I was walking. And I could just see these beautiful rolling hills and wide open sky, and it felt like, like it was the drive home. And as I'm looking at the scenery, I just kind of was thinking about where we were right now in life and in this world. And I can't remember exactly my state of mind, but suddenly, again, I looked up in the sky, and I look up, and I just see these wings coming. And this time, it wasn't just one wing that I saw, like I had pulled down. Like, I saw a bunch of stuff in the other dream with all these little cutouts. I can't remember what else it was, but I just pulled what I needed. In this dream, I see in the sky, like, it's really life outside, like, so realistic. I see wings fluttering, but it was like a flock of them. And they were all flying over, like from my right to my left, filling the sky. And I looked, and in my dream, I'm going like, you know, wiping my eye and looking again, like, am I really seeing this? Is this really? Because it felt so real. Okay, so let me get back to what I wrote. So I suddenly see all of these wings begin flying across the sky. They were just wings. So these were just wings, not angels. Not anything, but I'm just seeing like these cutouts of wings, like angel wings, or maybe they're like butterfly, but they're white, again, solid white. And I couldn't be sure if they were had feathers or they were just like cut out like little butterfly wings, but they were just wings. And they were beautiful, and they were white, and let's see. Okay, cut out, okay, large. I was so excited and shocked to see these. I just gaped. I just was like staring at these, and I said to myself, is this really happening? Is it really finally happening? Like, I felt like the cavalry had just arrived. Like, it was like this something big, like God had just opened heaven and all of the angels of heaven or something was just unleashed and they were coming for us. Either it may be the rapture, like it was a symbol like the angels are going to come snatch us out of here. But I was thinking, it was almost like it was for us, though. That was the thing. My first thought was, I had the feeling that like we were being saved. Like, here they come. Finally, God is coming. He's getting us. But at the same time, I realized that these were also for us. So, and this is why I know this, because as I'm looking at the wings, they continued to flutter and fly across the sky, and I was so relieved and excited. And it was the kind of feeling of being in a battle and feeling very weary and then suddenly looking up and seeing a huge wave of reinforcements that had just arrived. Like, oh, they're here. And so as I looked at these wings, I really, really wanted a pair. Like, I really wanted those wings. I wanted some for myself, and I hoped I'd get some. Then it was like I was suddenly flying. Like, I suddenly, they were just, the next thing I knew, they were on my back, and I was flying, and I was going places and visiting people, but I can't remember the details of this part. It had been incredibly exciting and so encouraging. And then it was like the next day was a very exhausting day. Like in real life, I just was, again, one of those really exhausting days. And I had been going through some, like another attack. And so I feel like he basically, that morning I had that dream. It was the very beginning of a day that was going to be really a big test for me. And I think he was starting my day saying, before you start to stumble, before you start to just cry out and despair, remember this dream. And it would basically brace me back up again and just say, yes, he saw this. He had his hand on me this day. He knew I was going to need it. Like something was coming to get me. I don't know. But it was, again, a very trying day. So I just felt like it was definitely a spiritual attack, because it was so, the things that were going on in my mind, I was starting to like just get upset about things that were just not the case. Like I was assuming things that I was doing wrong, and it was an attack. It's all it was. And I look back now, and I was really upset about somebody who I thought was upset at me, and it turns out they weren't. So it just was like stuff that came out of nowhere. I thought I'd really let somebody down, and they're like what? Like it was nothing like that. So. But it was the stuff that we do to ourselves. It's where we listen to that little, you know, enemy's voice. Anyway, it was a fiery trial, and he started my day, and all I had to do when I was starting to feel really weak is go, oh yeah, God saw this. He knows what's going to happen, and he's reminding me, don't succumb to this. Don't listen to that voice, that enemy voice. Know my promises. Quit listening to the lies and believe in the promises. Okay. So there's that. Okay, but there's more. So first, let me read a bit more scripture, and then I've got the picture I want to show you. Okay. Just going back to how the Lord promises, that dream where I was in that secret place of the Most High, it was like a fortress. When you think of Psalm 18, verse 1 through 2, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge, my shield and the horn of my salvation, my stronghold. And then from Psalm 59:16, but I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love. You are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. Exactly like my dream. I was fleeing trouble, something trying to get me, and it was my refuge. And then there's the one from Isaiah 40, 28 through 31, which is where he gives strength to the weary, increases the power of the weak, and those who hope in the Lord, he will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And then, again, more promises of how he will strengthen us in Isaiah 41. Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed. I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. And then Psalm 29, the Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace. I feel like somebody out there really needs this. Maybe many of you. I know I do. I'm going to say all of you guys need to hear his word and be reminded. We know these verses. Many of us have read them many times. But you never get tired of hearing them. And we need to cling to them and remember them and inscribe them on our heart and memorize them, because there will be those times that try you. And it's like the Holy Spirit can only pull from the arsenal that you've already memorized. It's like that Holy Spirit holster where you just like pull out that scripture like a weapon, and you just say it in your mind, speak it on your lips, and it's that sword of the Spirit, and it does that warfare against the enemy. So remember these verses. It will encourage you. And this again, let him do the heavy lifting. Let him fight the battle, which brings me to another verse. For the Lord your God is the one who goes with you to fight for you against your enemies, to give you victory. And that's Deuteronomy 24. And then also we know the one, Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. And remember, though, he's not just suggesting this. He is commanding us. Be strong, be courageous, and do not be afraid, which is the exact opposite of the narrative going on everywhere in the world right now, on the news, everywhere you look, is like, be afraid, all that fear-mongering. You just don't listen. He is telling us, do Do not be afraid, because when we have fear, we can't have faith. You can't do fear and faith. Fear is having faith in the lies of the enemy. So either you have faith in the enemy and his lies, or the faith in God and his promises. So this is why God keeps saying, do not remember, I think I've told you this before, what is the most repeated command in the Bible? Do not fear. 365 times it is written in the Bible, do not fear, do not fear. So do we fear? No. It's a command, do not fear. Okay, and then, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1:7. Okay, so, and now it's gotten dark. Let me open up that. I'm sorry. Okay, get the page open so it gives some brightness, because I'm in the back office here. Okay, let me find the picture. So here I am in the car with my family. We're going, I think, to Panera because it's my daughter's favorite restaurant. We haven't gotten out much, and we're like, yeah, let's get out and go to Panera. Okay, so we're driving down, and I'm just thinking, you know, of God and all that, and just thinking, just quiet time. Everybody was kind of quiet in the car, and I'm just thinking of stuff. And I look over, and it's the sunset, and it's so beautiful. Again, open sky is just so gorgeous. And I look over across where my husband's driving, and I look over across at the window over his shoulder, and I see what looks like an enormous wing in the sky. And the first thing I thought of were these last two dreams of seeing all these wings flying, these fluttering wings that come in for us. And again, this was just, oh, hang on, the date's on here, September 17th, okay. So I had just, literally, this was just like, what, a week ago, maybe a week and a half ago? Let's see, because I wrote that. Okay, so I was just thinking when the last dream was August 18th, and this was September, almost exactly a month after, okay. So I look out the window, and I see this. It looks so much like a wing. I was thinking to myself, maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just because I'm so like wing sensitive because I've had dreams about it. And I didn't say anything, but my daughter in the back happened to look out the window. She went, oh my gosh, look at that. It was like a huge wing. I was like, I'm so glad you said that, because now I know it wasn't just me. So I took a picture. I sent a few pictures real quick, and I'm going to try to angle it so you guys can see. If I turn it just a certain way, I was practicing this before. There, can you see it? It almost looks like, yeah, it almost looks like also the bottom part of a, I don't know what that looks at the bottom, could almost be like an eagle or something, but, okay, and of course everything's reversed on here, so if I turn it this way, it goes the other way. Okay, there you go. You can see it that way. Let me zoom up a little bit too. Okay. There you go. Okay, so anyway, that looked to me, straighten my phone up, it's doing worse. I mean, look at that. Is that a wing or what? Actually, let me see if this helps. Okay. So I just was amazed, because it was right when I was just thinking about God, and I mean, that's a wing. That is clearly a wing. I'm going to zoom back out again so you can see. And again, it was just out the window. And we're driving. That's part of a car that was happening to zoom past us right when I snapped the picture. And I have another one on here. Go to the next one. Okay. And it's a beautiful sunset, you can see. And there it is, right again, right up in the sky. Like, great. Oh, backwards. There. Okay. Sorry, I know. I'm not savvy with my computer. I'm so sorry, guys. I know that I probably could have done this a better way if I knew how to do videos where putting pictures in while you talk. There it is. Look at that. I mean, come on. That is amazing. I don't know. I'm still on Facebook because we have my prayer group on there, and we have a backup place now, but I really wanted just to have a backup place when Biden took the presidency. I didn't know what the future would be like for us Christians on Facebook, because we know it's a very inhospitable place. But I'm still on there. If I will put that picture on my wall under Zab Pashke on Facebook. If you are already on there, we're friends or anything, let me know. I do accept friend requests, but I'm kind of slow with them, because I check out each person, because I've had some really questionable people who don't always have the best motives, who want to friend me, and I go on their wall, and I do look and say, okay, who's this person? And I'm like, kind of shocked sometimes, like, I don't think that we have a lot in common because they're clearly not a Christian, so I don't know. Anyway, so if you want to come up, and you might be able to look at it without friend requesting, sometimes you can see stuff. So I will put that out there if you want to see the picture in more detail. It's amazing. And I felt like, because it's been on my mind, to make these videos, share this with you. This, I honestly, I'm not doing anything special for him to give me dreams. He's merely doing it because I am a vessel to share it with you. And he knows I will. So he gives me stuff to share with you, because I will. So this is encouragement for the body of Christ. This is for all of us. This Bible wasn't written for Zab. It was written for all of us. And I'm quoting scripture where he literally gives us everything we need. He equips us. He strengthens us. He lets us mount up with wings of eagles so we can soar through this. Jesus lifted up. Peter walked on water to the Lord as long as he kept his eyes fixed on Christ. What does that mean? It was a literal event. It really happened. But it's also a symbol of he rises us above the turbulence of this life. We keep our eyes fixed on him. He rises above us, us above this, and we stay with him. But the moment we get distracted by the noise and the storm and the fear, we sink. So we cannot remove our attention from Christ. Keep our mind on the things of heaven. And what does Jesus also say? It's coming to me. I'm thinking the Holy Spirit. And he's talking about at the end of the age, when these things begin to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And what in these dreams, I am looking up. And that's when I'm seeing stuff. So he's saying, look up, meaning look at me, keep your eyes fixed on me. And look at the signs in the sky. There is, you know, that's what he created in Genesis. It talks about he makes the planets and the stars and the things like for signs and seasons and divine appointments. So these are the things. There are celestial things going on in the sky, getting our attention, but also look up, keeping our eyes fixed on the things of heaven, and we won't miss it, and we won't miss these beautiful gifts he's giving us. So my brethren, just know he's coming soon. He promises. His promises are coming to pass. And again, as the world gets crazier and darker, we shine brighter. And don't ever lose hope in him. All we have to do is just dig our feet in and not listen to the lies. Resist the enemy and he will flee. And I just can't speak enough. I've had a whole slew of videos I've made about how he's worked miracles, how he is good on his promises, how he raises us up and encourages us and strengthens us and makes these things just manifest in your life because you just get to expect them. And that's what he wants. That's what faith is when you pray and then you stay steadfast and expect that answer. Don't pray and then just go, oh, I hope he heard me and hope he answers. And maybe if he's feeling like a little bit of favoritism to me, he might show me some favor. Maybe, but if I'm not good enough, I'm not going to get that. The rain falls on the righteous and unrighteous alike, no matter what we do. You can't ever think that you're going to be good enough to get get his favor to answer you. He answered my prayers for me long before I was ever walking the walk. He showed he was keeping me and keeping me kind of, you know, shepherded here and going after me as a lost sheep. And he had no reason to do that. I was, you know, completely distracted in the world. And he went after. So you just have to know that how much more when we expect it and we claim it and we talk to him and we have that relationship with him and we pray and we ask and we seek and we knock and we don't give up. And that's the thing, is that's when I've seen the most breakthrough in healing with family members, with my daughter, with my both of my kids, and friends, is when I just say no and I cancel out the illness or I cancel out this the fear of it, the doctor's diagnosis. I'm just like, no, my daddy has the last word. He is a grand physician. And if that person's up when he says so, not when a doctor says so or when people start to fear that the person's time is up. So just stay steadfast in that when, especially on, and when you have family members who you're praying for who are not believers, don't give up on them. He's working a plan. and he hears those prayers and trusts that he's putting things in motion. He is putting it in motion, even if you don't even see them. You don't know what that person is thinking, and they might be starting to slowly ponder Christ. They might be pondering, you know, they're starting to see stuff in the world themselves, and they're like, you know, this is kind of what those crazy Christians have been talking about for a while, that Antichrist thing and that buying and selling and all that craziness. I'm seeing that one world order kind of come together and all this, you know, pooling in of all the different religions. I'm starting to, maybe I should kind of start reading that Bible. You know, you don't know what's going on, so don't give up. Okay, I got to stop it here, guys. Thank you so much for watching this, and I just continue just to pray for this body of Christ, and Lord, just keep your hand upon us, keep us protected. We plead your blood, Yeshua HaMashiach, over this body and over each one of us individually, and Lord, just keep us and keep us protected, and remind my brothers and sisters that you see our needs even before we speak them, but by speaking them, we are connecting with you, Lord, and we are like those children that you say we must become to enter the kingdom. We are dependent on you, Lord, and we hang on to you, and we are never letting go. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, thanks, guys. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jehoshua. Thank you, mighty Lord, mighty, mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua, hallelujah, mighty Jehoshua, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. What an awesome God we serve, my brother and my sister, thank you, Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, we are grateful for the Lord, hallelujah, his mercy that endureth forever, shalom, shalom. My brother, my sister, welcome to the Lord Yahweh. Hallelujah. This is your brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Yeshua. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jehoshua. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. Hallelujah. What an awesome, awesome God we serve, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I wanted to talk about, hallelujah, tonight, praise you, Jesus, end time prophecy, end time, hallelujah, revelation that the Lord has been given us through dream, through vision. Hallelujah. It was I had a dream that I shared on the Lord Tower a couple years ago that I see it happening now. And I wanted to talk about it because it's happening and it's going to increase so much more. I remember when the Lord took me into the future of this nation, United States, and I shared 2 years ago on the Lord Tower, I saw immigrants, illegal immigrants taking over the land. And there was so much of them that it was out of control. I shared this here on the Lord Tower 2 years ago more. And it was out of control, my brother and sister. It's like they could not stop them. Not enough police. It was like I saw one officer controlling thousands of them or directing thousands of them. But they had no control over the illegal immigrant when the Lord showed me this. And so I share that on the Lord Tower, and I'm beginning to see it now coming to pass, okay? And I knew also when the Lord was showing me this, that this was soon to come, soon to happen. And I said, I don't know. I felt like it was soon, but I didn't know when. And this is what I told people. There's things you see that you don't even know. And I remember I quoted, let's say, Genesis 6:11. The earth was also corrupt before the Lord, and it was filled with violence. This is a key verse because the Lord Jesus said in John 17 that the coming of the Son of Man, hallelujah, will be like in the days of Noah, my brother and sister. Luke 17, actually. Like in the days of Noah. And because he said this, and then we see this these people bringing so much violence upon the earth, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. And so it's happening. We can see these things unfolding. Luke 17:26, as it was in the days of Noah, so it shall be also in the days of the Son of Man. This is when they wanted to know what is a sign of the coming of Jesus. Okay, what is the sign? When is this going to happen? And so in the days of Noah, there was violence. The Bible says that the earth was full with violence. So it's not something that is going to happen in the United States. This is worldwide. The violence is coming. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. Okay? Violence is coming like people cannot even imagine. And so the Lord showed me illegal immigrant taking over this land by massive, massive amount of people. I could not even, hallelujah, amen, I'm glad, brother. Thank you for that. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I'm so happy. Amen. So, massive, massive, massive crowd of illegal immigrants, the Lord showed me 2 years ago, taking over this land, okay? And they were rioting, looting, okay? Rioting, looting, beating up on people, okay? And beating up on the American people. Sister Carla and her daughter, okay, had the same dream. And I was just talking to her on the phone, and she was telling my wife and I how my brother and sister, they were beating up on people physically with bats and much, baseball bat, okay? They were beating up on people, and they was telling her to join because she say, oh, you're also an immigrant from another country. Join us. And she's like, I'm not joining you guys to do that. No way. Okay? And they think that because we come from other, but we came here legally. I think I came here legally 100%. Okay? And we believe in legal immigration, not in illegal immigration. Amen? And I do have prayed for the Lord to provide papers to family. He had. Okay? But we truly, Shalom, Sistera, we truly believe in legal immigration. God told the Jewish people that they were immigrant and also in the land of Egypt. Okay, so when an immigrant will come, So when immigrant will come to their land, not to reject them. Okay, and we are not to reject immigrants, but there is a legal system, a legal establishment set up by this nation and the and by the many nations. Every single nation has a legal immigration through which we should all apply. Okay, put up our paperwork through. Okay. And come in through the legal immigration, not illegal immigration. And so when the Lord showed me that these legal immigration would come to the United States, it will be massive crowd. This was over 2 years ago. Massive crowd. I don't think we're there yet, but I'm seeing the sign of illegal immigrant coming into this nation, as the Lord showed me, in taking over this nation. They are going to take over the city and towns. And what I saw them do when the Lord showed them to me, they were beating up on people. They were being so aggressive. I told Sister Carla when she shared her dream with me, wow, that's exactly what the Lord showed me. But then she said that the Lord also has shown her daughter. Okay? And that is incredible. And so in Genesis chapter 6, verse 11, it says, the earth was corrupt before God and was filled with violence. Okay? This is what I saw them do. Violence, beating up on people, punching people, kicking them in the ground. It was terrible. It was horrible. And we legal immigrants that we came here legal. I came here in 86 legal, okay, with paperwork on the hand approved by immigration, okay, and we went through all the legal process. Nothing we ever done has been illegal, okay? So what I'm saying is that the way they're doing things is going to cost this nation and every other nation's. Look what's been happening in Italy, in Germany. How much it cost them to have all these illegal come in, my brother and sister. Everything we do, we that fear the Lord, we do it legal. We don't do nothing illegal. Okay? It's just the way it's supposed to be. Shalom, Brother Miguel. And every time we do it the way the Lord tells us to do it, I have pastors, people tell me, hey, they need to help with their paperwork. Immigration people, and we pray, and the Lord provided them. Okay? They pursued them. The Lord provided them. It's the way it should be. Shalom, Sister Consuelo. It's the way it should be. And I'm seeing the mighty hand of the Lord providing paperwork to the illegal. Anyone find themselves in that situation, send me an email request or email prayer. Yeah, we'll pray. We'll pray. And the Lord will provide them. Because he's faithful, okay? And several times we have done it, and the Lord had not failed us in providing the paperwork. I've encouraged people to do so. There were people, I remember this guy that I was working with, I told him, go and apply for them. Oh, you don't listen. People, when you don't move by faith, Jesus said that faith moved the mountain. Amen? Shalom, Brother Scott. Okay, so it's so important. It's so important that under the fear of the Lord, we do these things. We believe God. We trust the Lord and know and always hope that he's going to help us, my brother and sister. Okay? It was the question when the Lord was sending me to the Lord's hour. Some people say, if we're just starting a radio program, you don't need a you don't need to apply for, hallelujah, apply for any paperwork and stuff like that. I said, no. It has to be 100% legal. I had to apply to the state. I had to apply to the IRS, and that's what we did. That's how we started up in Massachusetts. The Lord's Hour is registered legally in three states. My brother and sister here. And we can operate in all 50 states legally, okay, and with no problem. And so it's the system that when you believe that God would help you on that and you pray, the Lord provide. He provided a lawyer to help us. And the lawyers that have helped us from the beginning is still helping us because it's the Lord that provide. It's Jesus that provide. It's the Lord that help us with every single legal paperwork, my brother and sister, okay? He's lawyer. The Lord is faithful. The Lord provides. That's why we ask the Lord. We go to him, okay? Very important. Amen. So this violence that is coming to the U.S., the signs of it, I can already see. But the Bible says that, hallelujah, the earth was filled with violence. So nationwide, you're going to see this problem in every single nation because it is the spirit behind it. The Naphtalian fallen demons were behind this violence. And they brought it in the times of Noah. They brought this violence, okay? And they pushed forward with it to the point that they corrupted everyone. Violent, corrupt people. Okay? Because you're going to have them, oh, you need to defend yourself. Are you going to let them do that to you? And they'll begin to plant the seed over your life. And if you're not careful, you find yourself beating up people, fighting. The Lord says, binging in mind, says the Lord. That means you don't go around beating up people. Because that's what a lot of people do. No, it's a violence. It's a spirit. It's a demon. You can open the door for it. My brother and sister, no. We be careful. We pray. We repent. We seek the Lord. My brother and sister. And so Jesus said, as it was in the days of Noah, so it also be in the day of the Son of Man. My brother and sister. Okay? So the violence that was in the days of Noah, my brother and sister, okay, was terrible, okay? Very violent people, okay? People in the days of Noah celebrated so much. You notice that when COVID-19 came in 2020 and it was really aggressive upon the land, contaminated everyone over the air, They set up rules that people will not go out. They said, no, don't go out. The authority was saying, don't go out. The government was saying, don't go out. They were keeping everyone in. People were coming against the government just to come out. My brother and sister, they ate. How many people in New York City were they told them, they gave them a curfew, you cannot go out. People wanted to go to the restaurant to eat. They drank. They married wife. People wanted to get married, okay? They wanted to go on with their normal life. It's not normal anymore. It's not going to be normal anymore, the Lord has said to his prophet. Not going to be normal anymore. And the more you know and understand what God is saying to us and what's in his word, then you be careful. You keep an eye and a ear for that, my brother and sister. And by the way, for those who have been asking if we are fine, I told the brothers and sisters last week, we're moving. We are moving to where the Lord wants us to be. We're in the process. Keep us in prayer. Amen. My brothers and sisters. And so verse 13, and God says to Noah, the end of all flesh shall come before me. For the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. My brother and sister, through whom? Through whom has the violence come in? Through fallen angels, fallen spirit, Nephthalians. They caused the violence upon the people. Of course, the people had to open the door to it, but they caused the violence. And God said to Noah that the end of the flesh shall come before him, before me. For the earth filled with violence through them. They are the tool of the devil, or they are the tool to make this violence so aggressive, because there is violence, but there's also aggression and violence, where people are so aggressive that they go against the police and the establishment. They have no fear and no respect for authority. And we've seen that for a few years now. Now, I believe it's going to multiply. What the Lord showed me and what the Lord showed Sister Carla and her daughter and all the people that the Lord showing this violence that is coming, it is a severe aggressiveness against people. It's going to get so bad that the Lord told me, I remember, to tell his children not to come out of the house when they see this. Okay? I told you a few weeks ago, the stock market is going to fall, okay? It's going to fall. The Lord confirmed that to me. The stock market is going to fall. The signs of that is already showing. I don't know how soon, but believe me, not far from now, it's going to fall. And this time, they know that bankruptcy is the way out. Who doesn't know that bankruptcy is the way out? Oh, many, many, many people. The Lord has even said to Sister Barbara and many to take cash out of the bank account and have some cash on hand where you can or you will be able to survive through it, because it's going to be very bad. Anyone who has more than the insurance of the FIDC insurance will not have any money. Okay? They're calling it the Great Reset. Thank you, Brother Benjamin. My brother, my sister, and Brother Benjamin will be my guest on Sunday, which will be awesome. Okay? I am telling you, Shalom, Sister Luna. It's going to be severe, the changes. They're going to be severe. Things are going to happen in a certain way. Don't be worried. Don't be concerned because then you'll be sinning. Don't be worried. Don't be concerned. Whatever happening in your life, even if you're sick, don't worry about it. Pray for the Lord to heal you. But don't worry. Don't let your sickness take your peace. Don't let your problem steal your peace. Because the devil will use anything to make you worry. No. No. Don't let your sickness worry you. Don't let what's happening worry you. Don't let COVID-19 worry you by saying nothing. Okay? Trust in the Lord because God is in control. And he's going to give us victory, a sure victory. Remember that in the Bible, we win. We're with the Lord in victory, reigning with Christ. We're going to reign with him for 1,000 years, and then we're going into eternity with him. Who wins? We do. We win. It's written that we win. Okay? We're victorious in the Lord. Yes, we're going to test, trial, and really difficult time in our lives, my brother and sister. Okay? And if I tell you here the things that we've been going through, you'll cry. But no, we are victorious in the Lord. All glory be to him. Okay? Don't worry about it. Trust the Lord. Don't worry because you're sin. So they were given in marriage until the day Noah entered into the ark and the flood came and destroyed their mouth. How can marriage, eating, my brother and sister, be more important than your relationship with God, than the coming of Jesus? Don't let you that are single, long dead, don't let that you're not married consume you. As those that are married, don't let your marriage consume your relationship with God, between God and you. The problem that you're having with your husband or with your wife, don't let that be a stumbling block in your relationship with the Lord for nothing. For you being single, don't let that be a stumbling block to your relationship with the Lord. Nothing. Let nothing be between you and your relationship with your Lord. Continue to repent. Continue to seek the Lord. Okay? Don't let your children either. Because we are busy with our children, yes. Especially when they're little. They want attention. And you have to be there for them. Because they're totally dependent on you. But teach them. Tell them, my brother and sister, about the Lord. Okay? We continue as parents to be there for them. Yes. Very important. Okay? But don't tell God because you're so busy with your children, you don't have time to pray. You don't have time to seek him or be in the word. No. Don't let your children be a stumbling tool. No. They're a blessing to your life from the Lord. Thank them for it. Amen. We just need to ask the Lord to help us through this time. It is difficult. Why did God tell Noah that before the flood came to tell the people to get into the ark? Because getting into the ark means dependency on Christ. Protection from God. That's what getting into the ark is about. Why do you think he's telling you not to get into the ark? Because he wants you to be protected. He wants to take care of you. He wants to help you. He wants to be there for you. So getting into the ark is so important. Plus, being in the ark will create dependency of you and God. If you don't want to get into the ark, you're being prideful, and your dependency is on yourself or someone else, but not God. You're not being obedient if you're not getting ready for the coming of Jesus, because he is about to come. And one of these days coming will be too late for the people. Too late. And the Lord doesn't want it to be this way. That's why he's having his prophet speak of his coming. Because he doesn't want to lose one that the Father has given him, my brother and sister. And his obedience to God, he wants to save them all. Oh. Now, likewise, it was in the days of Lot. They ate, they drank, they bought, they sold, they planted, and they built. Nothing wrong with planting, having your garden, okay? Growing your own food, nothing wrong with it. But when that takes the time of you spending time with God, that's a problem now, okay? Oh, I haven't been able to pray because I've been planting. That's not an excuse God wants to hear. My brother and sister, you're allowing the enemy. And that counts as a form of idolatry. Idolatry is a great sin because no idolater, the Bible says, will enter into the kingdom of heaven. My brother and sister, idolatry is a great sin. Hallelujah. And God told his people, now, you should not be an idolater. Hallelujah. Look, Galatians 5:20, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, quarreling, which is argue, rivalry, wrath, strife, sedition, heresy, ambient, murder, drunkenness, reveling, and such alike. About these things I tell you, as I have also told you in the time past, that those that do such a thing should not inherit the kingdom of heaven, says Paul to the churches. Normally things are out of the spirit. They are the flesh. They're earthly. They are satanic. They are from hell. They are from the devil. They are from fallen demons and Nephilim. This is what they brought upon the nations back in the days of Noah. All this contamination they brought upon the people in the days of Noah. My brother and sister, they offered the people, and people took it. They sold it, and people bought it. They gave it to the people, and people received it. Whether they pay or got it for free, it was still sin. It was still evil. They should have not done it. It was not the will of God. It's not what God wanted for them. It was to separate them from God, to separate people from God, to get people away from being with God, spending time with God. The devil will give you anything or will sell you anything that will keep you away from you having a relationship with God. Anything. Any excuse, any but, any story, any entertainment, anything to keep you away from spending time with God. Because spending time with God has to do with your eternity, your relationship with him. And the more you know him, the truth will set you free. That is in the knowing that you know that who he is, that he is God. He wants to separate you from that. He wants to keep you away. So the Apostle Paul says, no idolatry, no wisdom, no hatred, no quarreling, none of these things. Should we practice, my brother and sister? We should not practice none of them at all. He says, but in the same day the Lot went out of Sodom. Excuse me. So much liquid. They ate, drank. They bought, they sow, they planted, they built. The same day, lava went out of Sodom. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. In the days of Noah, the flood came and destroyed them all. There is a all word here. In both of the verses, the word all is there. When I read this and I compare it, I said, wow, wow. Because the word all, in the times of Noah, the word no was there, all was there. In the times of Lot, the word all was there. And what it all means, I asked in a Bible study years ago. I believe it was in 2006 or 2007. 2007. In a Bible study, I asked, what does the word all means? And I'm going to let my brothers and sisters in the chat room tell me what the word all means. In your understanding, what do you understand when God says the word all? When he says all, is there a percent that we can accumulate to the word all? Or a percent that we can reduce out of it or take out? What do you understand when God says all, my brother and sister? And have people thinking when I said this. I really have people thinking because I believe God was putting that in me. Because the earthly understanding of these things, okay, is that a few escape. There's even research, I believe it was in the History Channel one time, on the Discovery Channel, that the flood did not happen to all the earth in the times of Noah. My brother and sister, that it did not happen upon all the earth. That they believe there was places in the earth that the flood did not happen. And so they put in there the seed of doubt in people's mind. Okay? Let all men be a liar and God be truthful. There is no way possible that God can say all, meaning 80% or 50% or 40%. There's no way possible that can be that way because God knows all things. God sees all things. God can be in all places at the same time. For someone to say that the word all don't mean all, it's wrong. And these last days, we need to even clarify the word. My brother and sister, when God says all, there is a period that comes after that. All, period. Period. Final. You finalize a sentence with period. All, period. And even the period needs to be fulfilled. God said it will be all, period. You cannot think that you're going to put a period and it means something else. No. When Father says all, it's all. When the Lord says all, it's all. My brother and sister, all people, all nations, all countries, all city, all town, all. My brother and sister. I remember when I was talking, a few years ago when I was talking about the hallelujahs, my brother and sister, amen. In a Bible study a few years ago when I was saying that there was a plague coming upon all the nations, a sister said to me, how can a plague come upon all the nations, Brother Elby? You're going to have to go back to the Lord in regard to that. How can a plague come unto all the nations, which is coronavirus, COVID-19. Says, how can it come to all the nations? That made no sense, sister said to me. And she had me scratching my head and thinking about it for, you know. But I understood what God was teaching me about the word all. All people, all nation, all country. Have not COVID-19 been in all people, all nation, and all country? Has it not been an old country? It may not have been an old people, because no plague will touch your dwelling, will come into your dwelling. The Bible says we are believing it's not going to come to us or our lives. Amen. I'm in the change of temperature. I get a cold usually. Not all the time, because the years I pray and I don't get it. This year I have not prayed that I don't get a cold that I remember. Okay, sometimes I forget. I get busy. There've been years that I pray that I don't get a cold for the winter to come, and I don't get a cold. I simply don't get a cold. But this year I did not pray to get a cold. So I believe I had gotten a cold, and I'm coming out of it. My brother and sister, I'm feeling better. Thank you, Lord. But I'm fine. I am fine. It's just a common cold. Nothing else. Praise you, Lord. Okay. Yes, they operate in Cuba. They've already began to vaccinate from 2 years of age and up. 2 years of age and up, my brothers and sisters. Okay? That is terrible for them to do so. Okay? These poor children. Yes, they're preparing now to vaccinate 5 to 11. Now, Brother Mike from 44.4 has put an audio yesterday. Dr. Fauci said that they are going to persecute the unvaccinated, okay? And he started giving details, like in the school, businesses. He just started going about all that. Really serious and really threatening the unvaccinated here in the United States. He says they're going after them. And they will be vaccinated, he said. Oh, my brother. They are threatening the people. Okay? We're living in a different country, in a different time, in a different season. It will be this way. When Jesus was preaching, the Pharisee, even John the Baptist, will come to find any guilt on them that they will charge them with, to put them in jail, okay? It's not that they hate us. It's that they hated God first. That is the reason why they're looking to charge us with anything, because they hate God. They made their vow with dead, the Bible says. They made their covenant with dead. They sold their soul to the devil, most of them. My brother and sister, and those that have not done so, that believe in God, that are only serving God, they hate us with a passion, okay? They hate us because they hated the Lord first, my brother and sister. Don't forget that. Why do they hate us so much? Why do they always plan to come against us? It's because they hate God, my brother and sister. And Jesus told this to his disciple. Thank you, Lord. He told this to his disciple. Hallelujah. Matthew 5:44. But I say unto you, love your enemy, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them that despisely use you and persecute you. Okay? There you go. Jesus said that they will use us, but don't you feel used a lot of time? And persecute you. Use you and persecute you. We're living in a different time. Hallelujah. Luke 1:71. That we should be saved from our enemy and from the hand of all that hate us. Hallelujah. Are you listening? They hate us with a passion, because we don't want to be vaccinated. We don't want to go to hell. And because they're so already in hell, they're part of hell, the devil not leading them to come against us. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, we're living in a different time. Hallelujah. Psalm 44:7, but thou hast saved us from our enemy and have put them to shame that hate us. What is God going to do to them? He's going to put them to shame. Hallelujah. Shalom, Elaine. Amen. Okay? They hate us with a passion. They don't want to see us serving God, proclaiming his name, proclaiming Jesus' name, proclaiming his mighty name, his mighty work in the last days. And so, because of who we are in God, okay, because God limits them. There is a limit in the spirit that they can see that they have from God in regard to us, okay? I remember when Father was talking to them, told them not to enter, forbid them to enter in the house of those that were under the blood, that the blood of his son that was saved, okay, that was protected by Jesus. And there is a consequence on them when they try to. It doesn't mean they're not going to try. God gives them a warning. If you go out to my children, there will be a consequence in your life. You will pay for it. And that's why when they do, a lot of the demons get locked up, tormented. And they don't want that because they're losing ground in that regard. My brother and sister, so always remember that. They hate us. My brother and sister, thank you, Jesus. There's a passionate hate in them to the Christian, to the church. My brother and sister. And so we have to keep that because we're not of them. Praise the Lord. We're not on them. David said in Psalm 25:19, consider my enemy, for there are many that they that hate me with cruel hatred. God is fully aware of what's in their heart against us. What do they have in their heart? Hate for us. Fully aware of the hatred they have for us. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Psalm 41:17, David said, all that hate me whisper together against me. Against me do they despise my hurt. They are planning to hurt us, wanting to vaccinate you is wanting to hurt you. Wanting to vaccinate society is wanting to hurt you. Let me share this with you. When they created the vaccine, okay, the COVID vaccine, they were not planning to take it on themselves, but only the people. Their plan was to vaccinate society and lead them to hell. That was their plan, get them to hell. Because those that are being vaccinated are being led to hell, to the kingdom of death. Okay? And that was their plan. As long as they can do that to all humanity in every country, they'll have control over humanity. They'll lead them to hell and they'll have control over their life. That was their agenda. When the Lord took me to show me, when the Pope decided to take the vaccine, because he was asked, if he, as the world leader, religious leader, was going to take the vaccine, because he will have to recommend it to other people. When he was taking the vaccine, Jesus says to me, the tool that they created for against humanity, he says they are falling into their own mind, their own wickedness. Jesus was standing next to me. And said they're falling into their own evil. Because that was not the plan. The Pope was never to take the vaccine. Neither the rest of these president and people. Bill Clinton and none of them. It was for the people. For the nation. Hallelujah. Okay? And they decided, because people have been asking, oh, if the leader don't take it, if the politician don't take it, How are we going to trust it? So they to prove to the people like so, they have become people pleaser. Remember King Saul, my brother and sister? Why did he do for what he did? What he did? Because when people pressure Saul, they don't understand. They fall into their own lies. They fall under their own weapons that they created. They created a weapon to destroy humanity. And then they want to please the people, and then they end up destroying themselves also. They won't escape. They cannot escape, my brother and sister. And Jesus spoke this to me, I remember. And King Saul, my brother and sister, God knew his heart that he was not for him. Okay? He was not for the Lord. And God knew his heart. And if you carefully study Saul's life, where he come from, who he was from, and all that, you may find Naphtali in blooding him. And there's a problem with that, which I'm not going to go into tonight, because I've done it in other nights. Okay? King Saul, since he had the blood in him, to please the people, disregarding his own life, because that's what they do. That's why they fall into their own destruction. And there's a verse in the Bible, let me see if I can find it quickly, that says this. Hallelujah. About their own destruction, my brother and sister. They will not escape their own destruction. Hallelujah. 2 Peter 3:16. It is also in us, no epistle, speaking of them, of these things, there are some things that are hard to understand, which those that are unlean, unstable rest, as they also in other scriptures, unto their own destruction. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So they fall into their own destruction. Okay, they're on this mind. Hallelujah. Psalm 35:8, let destruction come upon him unaware. Let the net which he had hidden catch himself into the very destruction. Let him fall. Okay? Let him fall. Because, hallelujah, their plan is to destroy everyone. And God knows this. But here's the thing. They claim to see like the Pharisee. Remember the Pharisee? The Pharisee claimed that they could see and hear, that they were not blind, that they were serving God. Jesus told them that they were of the devil, that their father was the devil in John 8. But they said that their father was Abraham. And Jesus told them that Abraham served him, and that he was even greater than Abraham, or before Abraham he already was. And they tell the garment before the Lord when he said this. My brother and sister. Okay? And so, they plan evil for the people. Plan evil for the people. But the Bible said, let destruction come upon him unaware. My brother and sister, let the name which I have been hearing to catch himself into the very destruction and fall. The Antichrist right now that is planning destruction upon the world, because the ministry of the Antichrist is already at work, the Bible says. He is planning destruction, but here it is. He's going to fall into his own destruction. Who do they show online taking the vaccine in the beginning of this year? All those leaders that planned the destruction are already falling into their own mind, my brothers and sisters, to their own weapon. They're not going to escape. Why? Why is it this way? Because God is in control. And they cannot, listen careful and listen well, they cannot outsmart God. They cannot outsmart Jesus. It is impossible for them to outsmart God, to make a plan where they get to have all these people, souls, and get away with it. That's impossible. God will allow them to have many souls, yes, but it's impossible for them not to fall under their own weapon. That is impossible. That's why God laughed at his enemy, the Bible says. He laughed at his enemy because he sees their days coming in disaster, judgment, destruction. They cannot escape. They cannot escape destruction. It's impossible. God is in control. He told us many times. He is in control. And our enemy are going to fall under the weapon that they created. Destruction, it is the only thing they're going to get for themselves. Yes, they'll lead many to destruction, my brother and sister, but God who is in control, set a trap for them. Bible said that God will put a hook on him, on the Antichrist. Lead him to the mountain of Armageddon. And there God will set judgment over him, will destroy him. Jesus will throw him into the lake of fire life, him and the false prophet. They cannot escape. They cannot escape, the Bible says. Sudden destruction. What happened when you take the Bicene? Sudden destruction. And they cannot escape. They took it. They cannot escape. The people that are taking sudden destruction, my brother and sister. I mean, I was repenting for even talking about the things that is happening to them. Say, I'm sorry to the Lord, my brother and sister. Okay? It's sad the things that are happening to people. And the Bible does say that we should not rejoice for the destruction that has come on the wicked. Okay? So we have to be careful even how we speak, how we say things in the Lord. But they cannot not escape. Now, Proverbs 16:18 says, pride goes before destruction, and haughty spirit before the fall. This is God's word that's been written that will endure, that will last forever. His word, time cannot stop it or change it. Pride goes before destruction, and we know this there, and haughty spirit before a fall. Okay? There's a haughty spirit in them from the Petahel, from the Nephthalim. And it's in there before they fall. They're going to fall because they're trusting on the spirit that God says that they're going to fall. These Nephthalim are haughty spirit. That's what they are, haughty spirit, prideful being. I heard them in the Great Tribulation when one of them had thousands of people bow them. Bow to me, he says. And I was there. I said, I'm not bowing to you. I only bow to the real God. Bow to me or I will make you pay for that, he says. They threaten anybody. Okay? They're hardly, they're prideful. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. Destruction is before them. My brother and sister. And they will be destroyed. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 7:23, but the Lord God shall deliver them unto thee and shall destroy them with a mighty destruction until they be destroyed. How can they escape when the mighty one of Israel is the one that fight? And he had never lost the battle, ever. Never will, never had. It's impossible for him to lose the battle. And he is the one that has set the destruction before them. They're falling into their own destruction, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Deuteronomy 32:24, they shall be burned with hunger, devour with burning heat, with bitter destruction. I will send the teeth of beasts upon them with poison and serpent of the dust. My Lord, my God. God will use beasts to go against them. What if these werewolves, when people turn into werewolves, go against people, they bite them with their teeth and they rip their arm? Brother Benjamin can tell you this. He's been in the Great Tribulation. He can describe them, how the beasts devour people and they bite people. That's in Deuteronomy 32, 24. They should be born with hunger. People are very hungry. I tell you, $30,000 for a pound of meat in the Great Tribulation, a pound of beef. And who knows if it's even beef. I say beef because that's what they were, supposedly what they were selling. Okay? So they are burned with hunger. They bow with burning heat. The sun is at least 140 and 160 of temperature. I saw a house in the Great Tribulation caught in fire. Nobody turned in the fire by the heat of the sun, my brother and sister. Okay? I don't know how that works because the sun will go dark, but then there's an intense heat. I don't know what creates that heat, but the Bible said there will be heat there. I saw it, and I believe it came from the sun later on. So then you have turning into darkness, and then there's a change, I believe. It's in the Bible. We read it, but lab-grown meat is all they eat in the tribulation. There you go. Lab-grown meat, Brother Benjamin said. So there could be rat born meat. Who knows? Who knows? It's terrible. I don't want to kill people's appetite, so I don't want to describe it. It's terrible. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel 5:7, and it was so that after they had carried about, the hand of the Lord against the city was with great destruction. He smote the men of the city, both small and great. They had hermoin in their secret part. My Lord, my God. Hermoin in the secret part. It's terrible. There's no way they can escape. There's no way. Hallelujah. There's no way. Hallelujah. Joel 5:22, and this is great revelation. At destruction and famine thou shalt laugh. Neither shalt thou be afraid of the beast of the earth. Amen. The strength to be hunger bitten and destruction to be ready at his sight. Great tribulation. Hallelujah. Joel 21:17. How if the candle of the wicked be put off? How oft cometh their destruction upon them? God distributes sorrow. I can tell you God is angry. Especially of humanity who is not repenting. He is angry. Because it was Father who provided his son. It was Father that Jesus says, so God so loved the world that he has given his only son, begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. It is God, the great evangelist, Jehovah Jireh, Elohim. He is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He is the great evangelist. And he is the one giving Jesus the way, the truth, and the life for people to come to him. He is the one reaching out to people. What did Jesus say? No one come to the Father except through him. Except the Father leads them. Okay? It said God leads them to Christ. They cannot come. So he is the great evangelist. Father is. Father is the great evangelist. Leading people to Christ. My brother and sister. He is the one leading every single lost soul. People on this earth to Christ. So how it is The people are saying no to God in the last day. They're saying no to the Almighty who is leading them to his son. Can you imagine the anger of him, merciful him, loving him, leading people to his son, the way, the truth, and the light to be saved? And people are saying, oh, no, you know, I don't have time for that. I don't have time for religion. They're telling God, who is about relationship, I have no time for religion. God's like, who's talking about religion? I'm not telling you to be religious. I'm telling you to come in relationship with me. God is not a religious God. He's a relationship God. And people are saying, I don't have time for religion. To God is saying that. The great evangelist. My brother and sister. They're missing among his goodness and mercy that he has for everyone. Not one single person needs to go to work in heaven. They don't need to go to work. They have tasks that they love to do, but they don't need to go to work. Everything, they are provided for everything that they need. They don't need to worry for one second of what they're going to wear the next day. If we can call it the next day in heaven. My brother and sister. They don't need to worry on what they need to wear. And Jesus even said for us not to worry what we should eat. Because our Father who is in heaven will feed the birds of heaven and all that. Do birds, when they get up in the morning, do they worry about what they have to eat? No. They take a flight out. And they always find to eat. Because God has made nature for them with plenty of food available for them to find bird, to find food. Even in the most poor nation of this earth, birds can fly around in Africa, in Nigeria, and whatever you say, there's no food. Bird can go and find food, my brother and sister. Look at the ant, you slugger. What do you mean look at the ant? The ant who collect the food when it's available summer to have be ready for the winter. What does that mean? When the Bible says, look at the ant, you slugger, it's talking about inspect the life of an ant and see how the ant, my brother and sister, prepare when there is plenty available to save for the worst when there's none. That's what the ant does. It snow all winter long. Even back in the island when there's no snow, it's harder in the winter to save food than what is in the summer. There's plenty in the summer. It's because of the season. In the end, you see them working hard during the time there is food to save. They don't worry about eating. They worry about saving. They have a saving mentality in them. My brother and sister, put in them by the Creator. And the Bible says for us to look up the end because it's like a reminder of the saving mentality that we should have from God that many have lost on their way in this life. My brother and sister, I remember elder people, even elder Christians would tell you that if you want a home, you should be saving for it. How many people have been saying, I've been saving for a home? If you want to have a nice car, you should be saving for it. If you want to have anything in this life, you should be saving for it. No, they teach you to have a credit card for it, not save for it. The Bible, God says save, because that's the nature, that's the mentality our Creator put in us. Look at the ant, you slugger. Study the life of the ant. Save. Save it was in the mind of the end. That written mentality should be on us too. If we want to have anything. Most people today, everything they have, they owe to the bank. That's not the mentality of God. That's not the mentality that God had, that each and one of us should have. My brother and sister. Look at the angel slugger. study the end. Study it. Take time to study the end and see what God is saying to us. Have that saving mentality that before you purchase something, you save for it. And then you don't owe it to nobody. The bank cannot come and take away your car, your motorcycle, whatever it is. Yeah. Even your food from under you, because some people buy food with a credit card. And if they don't pay to their banks, they can take everything away and leave you starving, hungry. My brothers and sisters, we're living in time, terrible time. But look to God. Hallelujah. Their eyes, said Job, shall see destruction, and he shall drink the wrath of the Almighty. This is what for the Antichrist and the followers, my brother and sister, the wrath of the Almighty, the drink of the wrath of the Almighty. There is a drink the Almighty has for them. There is a cup of drink that the Almighty has for them to drink in these last days. Okay? We should probably say not to drink, to be injected through the body, the vein, through the bicine, because a lot of people are being injected with the drink of the wrath of the Almighty. They're trusting on the bicine for the virus. They're trusting on men for their health, their cure. Their cure is what evil, wicked, demonic-talking human, their soul, their soul to the devil. And those fallen ones that people are trusting, those that are talking to Nephtali into the computer, CERN, every day, every week. And their demons are telling them what to do and how to create the bicycle and everything, giving them details, our DNA or RMA. And that's evil, our RMA, that the Nephtali has given them is what is being injected into their body. Can that be any good? No, because it comes from evil. Every single detail about the bicine is evil. Evil, evil, evil. I heard doctors that have looked into it, and they said there is nothing good in the bicine. Nothing. Not a single ingredient they put on the bicine is good. It's evil, evil, evil. Every single ingredient they put in it is evil. So how can it be any good? How can it be any good when it's all evil? What is in there? All the ingredients are evil. These doctors, these professional biologists have studied it, have seen it, and everything they put in it is evil. And advise people not to take it. And people are lucky enough to take it. My brother and sister, they're not just only following the blind. They're following the Antichrist when they line up to take it. They're trusting on dead. They're making a covenant with dead, the Bible says. My Lord, my God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I've been brokenhearted about all this. It's been to me very hard, very difficult. I spoke with my sister on the phone yesterday. She just told me. My older sister, she took the vaccine. My Lord, my God, I said to her, what? Told me this on the phone. And wow, I'm the only one left of my brothers and sisters, the only one out of six that have not taken the vaccine. The wife had taken it, of my brother, and them also. It is so terrible what we're living, what we're going through in the last day. I thought I cried enough about all this in hell already when I saw their soul. I cried. If you saw me, you would not recognize me. Tears would not stop coming out of my eyes. I cry like a baby. Cry for mercy. My brother and sister, I cried when Jesus showed me this. He knew it would be impacting to me. And I had cried. I mean, I was looking at the song hell. And I cannot stop crying like a baby. And I've been broken, crying. Only the Lord has given me strength to come on the Lord's Hour and share his word. Because I've really been broken. I've really been crying about all this. You know, it's just, when you pray for people to be saved, when you want them to come to the Lord and serve the Lord, and they go and take that garbage out of the pit of hell, right when you have told them, the Lord let me know that he's spoken to them through me, and they didn't listen. It hurt the Lord, not just me, it hurt him. And yes, we feel alone. We feel so lonely in all this. We feel like a person in the middle of the earth. So lonely, so, it's just, sometimes I think, what is the Lord coming for when he returns? What is he coming for? Because the Lord heard when Father spoke to me that whoever takes the sin will not be part of his kingdom. He was standing right there. And Jesus spoke to me, and when he took me to hell, that it was, they were taking the sin out of the, they were making their own decision, Jesus said. In heaven, he spoke to me about this too. The Lord did, and spoke to me very strongly about the sin. Okay? And wow, I didn't think I would be so broken for all this, but I have. You know, God have mercy on us and keep us and protect us through this process. My brother and sister, do we feel alone in this? Yes, brothers and sister, yes. We feel alone because there's so many around us taking the vaccine. I was telling someone today, how can humanity be giving themselves up to the enemy so easily? If someone would have told you this 10 years ago, that humanity in 10 years will be signing up to death, will be joining death and making a pact with death. Some of you would say, you crazy. That's not going to happen. People know the Lord. They're not going to reject the Lord so easily. Well, they are. They are rejecting the Lord. This is a great deception. Yes, the Lord spoke to us about this through his prophet that was coming time and time again. And I'm sorry, Lord. He's always right. Hallelujah. Thank you, brother. He's always right. Imagine to lose your family just in a few months for them to just take the vaccine, like, wow. What in the world is going on with people? Why is the world so easily giving up? You know, you thought there would be some resistance to all this. No. What is it now? Over what? 60% of the world vaccinated? They have taken at least a first shot? I haven't checked. Where are they? But I believe I heard it was over 60%. It might be close to 70 now. That means that almost out of 7 billion people on the earth, we only have, what, 3.5, less than 3 billion people left, and that's spread all over the world. If this continues this way by next year, we may have only less than 1 billion by next year. This is incredible. We're still not in December, like I told the people. And look how many people are dying and just giving up and taking the vaccine. And wow, sir, this is terrible. My brother and sister, hallelujah. It's terrible because they're taking it. The people are lining up in hospital clinics, you know. And now restaurants up here in the north, if you had not been vaccinated, people in New York would not be able to go to a restaurant. They have, what, over 30% of the people in New York not vaccinated and cannot go to a restaurant now and all that. A lot of them are leaving the state. They're going to statehood not demanding the vaccine. Like Tennessee and now housing in Tennessee is going up in the different states that are saying no to the vaccine. My brother and sister, it's going to get tough for everyone. Now, there are a lot of people leaving the country. I don't think that's the best decision, though. We should always ask the Lord for direction. My brother and sister, yes. They started passport advising for restaurants, yes. It is terrible. Now, all the jobs are demanding it, yes. Yes, Biden has made an executive order where it will be demanded in every single job, single company. And company will be afraid not to demand it because of the government coming down on them. So it's getting to everything is where the Lord said to us it will be, my brother and sister. If we are crying now, we cannot even imagine next year, my brother and sister. A lot of people say, I don't want to be here next year. People don't want to be here next year. We might have to. We may have to, my brother and sister, because we're still waiting for the sign. And the numbers of the saved, the gospel Jesus confirmed has been preaching to all the world, and then the end will come. So we know the end will come for sure. The end will come 100%. Because the gospel has been preached. Now, when it will come, because the Lord has said he is a master of time. That's incredible. The Lord said he is a master of time. So he is mastering time right now to get everyone. And now the revival is in God's agenda. The revival of this world is in Jesus' agenda. But how many people will we revive? I keep thinking with the people that were losing, how many would this revival reach out to? My brother and sister, because his father said that the bassinated will not be part of his kingdom, then the revival is for the unbassinated. My brother and sister, the revival for the unbassinated. How many of the unbassinated will be left when the revival comes? I really hope it's at least a billion. But the way things are going, it might be a quarter of that or even less. The numbers are, I don't even want to think about the number because wow, how many are going to be left? My brother and sister, yes, as the people of Israel in the wilderness, you know, it is insane. It is the decision that they're making. It's just so, you know, but again, this is why we have God's word, because when the flood came in the times of Noah, it destroyed them all. When the fire came in the times of Lot, it destroyed them all. My brother and sister, you know, people say, because God made the promise, all the earth will not be destroyed with water. Amen. But there's so many ways that it can be destroyed. It cannot be destroyed with water, but it can be destroyed with the coronavirus, with the virus of the vaccine. So think about it. Focus on one thing. Oh, it will not be destroyed with water, but it can be destroyed with fire. You know? And so much more. It just... The destruction is coming in different way, my brother and sister. It rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Sodom and Gomorrah, all the way to 6 feet under, the fire went on the earth. And it left a mark in Turkey. There is a part in Turkey where Sodom and Gomorrah were. Fire went down. It's still there. There was an archaeologist online. You probably can search it. And this, he made a video about it. He went there and dig deep into the ground all the way to 6 feet. And there's all ashes there. 6 feet ashes of the fire in Sodom and Gomorrah. And the question is the word of God a fact? Yes, it is. Because there is a ministry that look for the fact of what the Bible says. And he has that ability to show people the fact that the fire went down so deep in the ground. Yes, it destroyed it melted the house. It killed the people because people will not take those thousands of degrees of temperature. Kill the people, destroy the house, and destroy, when the Bible says destroy them all, if they had a cat, a pig, a horse, whatever animal they had, it destroyed them too. Rat under their house, it destroyed them too. Mouses, whatever they had under their house, it destroyed them all. So the word all means all. All, my brother and sister, including their animals, their house. When Peter said that the element will melt, when the fire came down, the element, all the support being of the house, it doesn't matter if it was steel, everything was destroyed. Okay? Same will be in the coming of the Son of Man. It will destroy them all. Will be no escape. And the fact of the matter that the corona vaccine that is being injected and leading people to hell, the soul to hell, how many already are taking it? And to the billions, my brother and sister, billions, and only in the United States, over 60% in some other state have been vaccinated with the first vaccine. So, if this continuing the way it's going, it's practically the entire country. The only one left will be the only one that God is keeping, because the Lord has shown me a protection the Father God would have on the earth for his elect only. Are you listening? Here in the United States, and ensure around the earth, but he talked to me here, there will be a protection for his elect ones. And there will be supernatural protection for them. That means that the deepness of their destruction, oh boy, oh man, it's going to be terrible. It will continue until God says so. God has the last word. This is why commitment with him, relationship with him is so important. And if people don't do according to what he say people should do, they're not going to make it. The only one that will make it are his elect. Okay? Many are called. Remember that. Few are chosen. And this is coming to light more every day. The few are chosen. And people don't like it this way. Few are chosen. Many. He called the entire earth, the entire almost 7 billion people, to repenting. But God knows that he knows the few are chosen, because they knew before he created this earth that those that are not his will not say yes, will not he, will not commit, will not seek him. How easily it was for so many people to take the vaccine. Amen. Thank you, brother. 2 Peter 3:10. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with great noise. The elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also works therein shall be burned off. The work therein, the buildings are the work of people's hand. That's their work, the buildings. The skyscraper building, the work of people saying, the carts, everything, the trains, everything people have made, they will be burned up, the Bible says. I seen Lower Manhattan in the Great Tribulation, distorted, buildings are empty, they're not livable anymore, barely destroyed, some or a lot not standing, few standing, by useless, worthless. Billions of dollar building, worthless, garbage. Cannot live on them. Okay? People don't live on them anymore. You better having a shed than having a billion-dollar building in the Great Tribulation. The building will do you no good. A small shed, 10-by-10 shed, will be better than a billion-dollar building. It's just God. It's God showing his power. And God's word coming to pass, that's what that is. His word will come to pass. Heaven and earth will pass, but not his word. Simply, that's what that is, my brother and sister. So we need to remember his word every day. Just remember what he said, because he's never wrong. He is never wrong. Everything he says come to pass. Look, he showed me the illegal immigrant that will be coming into this nation. And I said it 2 years here in the Lord Tower, 2 years ago, a little bit more, just a little bit more than 2 years ago. And look, is it happening? I tell the people, everything the Lord has said to me and shown me, I can see them coming and happening. Most of it has come to pass, and a lot of it has not, but I can see them like the illegal immigrant coming in by hundreds of thousands. I mean, there's a few thousands up in the borders. The Lord showed me more than a few thousand, hundreds of thousands, especially from Brazil. There's not many there from Brazil, a few from Haiti, from Central America. No. The Lord showed me more. This is nothing. What you see at the border now, you think it's, no, that's nothing. You'll see. Just give it a few more days, a few more months. You'll see what the Lord showed me. Hundreds of thousands. It gets out of control. They can't control them. They can't stop them. No. Will they be able to stop them? No, they won't. No, they won't. The Lord showed me. They will riot in America. They will looter. They will beat up on people. They'll take over entire city and town. Illegal immigrants will take entire city and town. The Lord showed me this. And I can already see the beginning of it. Okay? It's incredible. He's always right. He always knows everything. This is why we need to seek him and ask him to show us. Some stay, I believe, they're going to have to be abandoned. You'll see a mess that you say, how did this all got out of control? Oh, it will. It will. It will get out of control, especially with economy falling and all that, because when the economy falls, these people will have no idea how to get it back again, because everything they've been doing is printing money and credit, printing money. And now they know that that's not working and it's not going to work. Will they be able to get it back to normal? This is a big N and a big O. No. No, they will not. This is why God has been saying save food. Save emergency food. Because if some of the people listening to me right now have no idea how soon this will be and how major this will be and how much they're going to be affected. If they knew, oh, man, they will be storage in full, out of control. I just heard the Lord say yes. It's going to be terrible, terrible, terrible. And it's so close now, very close, my brother and sister. Thanks. Are going to be getting out of control. And they already are. And the government and the people want to tell you, the leader, yes, they have it under control. No, they don't. Remember the story? Oh, the reason why the money had not gotten to several states to save people's home and condo and all that is because the money is there, but the state don't have the people to deliver the money. That is a big lie. It's because the money is not there, first of all. The state never I've been here 30 plus on years. They have never had problem, okay, delivering money to the people. Never. I work in that system. I know. And I know I work closely with a lot of people who work in there. And I work helping people, finding a system for people up north. I work with the city and state. I know exactly what they do and how do they get the help and all that, and who donates the help and what the government helps the people with and all that in the assistance. I mean, I spoke with a manager who tried to tell me that the money was not there for certain other people that I work with, and I have them find it, okay, because that was my job. And they said, how do you know it was there? Because I know it was there. Because they have a way to hide it, to keep it for themselves, or they can get bonus. When they return the money back to the federal government, they get bonuses for it. And then they get to go to Hawaii and all that. Why other people, why family are going hungry. But, I mean, I don't talk much about that because that's what I used to do. I don't do that anymore. I'm for the Lord now, only. And so, my brothers and sisters, tough, because not everyone up there are for the people, even though the money has been given to them to give it to the people. And so, in this time that is coming, the money is not going to be there. Okay? 14,000 Haitians. No, wait until they get over 100,000 of them just from Haiti. 100,000 just from Central America, some other individual country, 100,000 from each. That's when you're going to say, wait a minute, what's going on here? This is going beyond. It will get there, you'll see. You'll see it on the news. You said Brother Elby was right. Wow, this is really getting, it will get out of control. It will get, because that's what the Antichrist wants. That's what they want. They want it to get out of control. The people that want order, that things are going to go back to normal, want to keep it under control. It's not going to be possible. No. Because the devil, the Antichrist wants to rule the world not in order. It's under disorder. Remember, he makes all, great and small, rich and poor. That word may is mandatory. What are they saying? Mandatory vaccination. That's making you be vaccinated. Mandatory. Him having control to tell you have to be vaccinated. Not that you need. You have to. They first started saying people need to be vaccinated. Now it's people have to. Because that's how the devil rules his kingdom. He makes his demon do what he say, or he'll beat on them. He's going to make humanity do what he say, or he'll beat on them. Throwing people in FEMA camp and kicking and punching them. It's how he's going to rule this world. He'll make. The Great Tribulation, that's how they lead in the world. They'll beat on people. They'll kick them. It's make. He makes people obey him. He makes all. Great and small, rich and poor, to have a mark on the hand or on the forehead. It's how he controls his government. God will not make you do anything. God gives you freedom of choice. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Yes, and the thing is with them is that they control the money to a certain degree. But the Lord is the one who provides. God gives. God supply, God provide. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. The thief. God calls the devil a thief. If you follow the money, follow the devil. If the devil is a thief, because that's how God calls him, the thief come. You can read it, John 10:10. He doesn't say the devil. He call him a thief. That means that the devil is a thief. The Antichrist is a thief. The false prophet is a thief. All of them, all they do is steal. That's all they do. Okay? All they do is steal. It doesn't matter that they have trillions of dollars saved up in different name and different bank accounts. They still continue to steal. All they do is steal. The Lord provides so his children will have to eat. The devil is not pleased with that. He wants to find a way to steal the money. So how he's allowed to have his government and allowed to steal. But his whole agenda, his whole plan is to steal. The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But I come that they may have, you may have, you have. Jesus came that you have, that you may have, that you may not, that you may have. May have is you having something. In this world, he gives us life, but not just only life. He gives us food. He gives us clean water. He gives us the things that we need to live. The devil comes to steal, Jesus comes to give. You see the difference? There's a difference there. Jesus wants you to have. The devil wants to steal from you. You see the difference? Who is for you? Jesus. Who's against you to steal you? The devil. You need to identify your enemy and your friends. Jesus is your friend who wants to give to you, your God. The devil is your enemy who wants to steal from you. Okay? So when they do those small fees at the bank and in the different place that you have to pay, oh, free checking. And there's a, when you open the account and then there's a fee for you to have it. They say free checking and a fee. And a fee for this. Your cell phone has a fee. Your internet provider has a fee. Besides the service you're paying, there's always those fees. That's the thief that came to steal, kill, and destroy. You see? Praise the Lord. The hidden fees are always there with the devil. Fees that you're not aware you're paying. Because his idea is that you have less money in your pocket for you to have what you need. Medication, food, or, you know, vacation for you and your children and family. The less vacation you have, the more the devil is looking to destroy you. Because you have to have a vacation at least once a year. You need to have time to rest. Out of the 7 days, God giving you one day for rest. One. Okay? And he told us to rest. My brother and sister. The devil wants you to work 7 days. Because that will make your life miserable. Unpleased, unhappy. You'll be complaining about your life. Your lack of money. Your lack of supply. Not God. God don't want you to live like that. He wants to supply your need according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. He wants you to have enough, okay, from him to live, to be responsible, pay your bills, take care of your children, take care of your family, take care of yourself, take care of your health, everything. God wants you to have enough, abundance. That's what abundance is. You having enough for everything you need. Lack is not you having enough. And the devil wants people to be under lack. Even a lot of Christians thought that lack was a blessing, bro. That's a lie from the pit of hell. No, I believe that at one time in my life. And so I learned and I repent. Lack is not a blessing from God. When you read Deuteronomy 28, read it. Pray about it. Ask God to give you wisdom. About Deuteronomy 28. Say, Lord, please give me wisdom. Reveal it to me. Help me to understand. And then you understand what is the will of God for you. And what is the will of your enemy for you. The one that came to steal, kill, and destroy. He wants you to lack everything you need. You don't have enough to be responsible and be happy with your family. No. That's why the Lord wants us to come to him. And he'll help us with all of that, my brothers and sisters. He'll take care of us. He will take care of us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. The Lord has for you. In the moment you pray to God for a house, from that very moment, the Lord determined what house he's going to give you. He already chose the house and the place that your house is for you to receive. From the moment you began to pray, the Lord confirmed that to me last night. Jesus spoke to me about this last night. I told someone today, because the Lord told me to tell this person that he has a house for you already and that he will lead you to your house. He told to Abraham, Abraham, lead your father and your father's land into a land that I will show you. Why did God needed to show Abraham where the land was? First of all, because God already had chosen the land. God knew exactly what the land was. Abraham had no idea what the land was. If it was to the south, to the east, or to the north. No idea. Abraham to a land that I will show you. And I will bless you there. And I will bless your descendant. God said to Abraham, my brother and sister. In other words, God says to Abraham to begin to walk by faith. And that by faith, hallelujah, Abraham was going to receive the promise of this land that God said, I will show you. The Lord has said to Abraham, go thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house into a land that I will show you. If you do not know where the land is, because God knew Abraham had no idea what the land was, you had no idea what the promise of God is for you. With this house that you're praying for, you don't know where God has it. Where is it? What's the address? You don't know. God has to show you where it is and what the address is. I was asking the Lord, with all the things that are happening here and all that, do you want me to go to another state? Or where do you want me to go for this house, Lord, that you have shown me that you're going to give to me and my family? Yesterday afternoon, after I rented a storage, I began to move stuff to it. I was so tired. I didn't sleep in the morning. I decided to sleep an hour later on. I just decided to pray and then to go ahead and start moving stuff to the storage. I was very tired. Around 6 o'clock in the afternoon, as I drive, I pray. And I talk to the Lord. Yes, I already have prayed, spent time with him, but I was still praying as I'm driving home, very, very tired. The Lord was letting me know that when I would go to sleep an hour, he was going to show me something. And I'm driving home, and I tell my children, my wife, that they knew I was very tired. And said, yeah, go get an hour rest. Yeah, I'm going to go get an hour rest. Wake me up, because I got to put on the Lord's Tower. Before 8, it was already 7 by the time I got home, 7:12, around there. I said, I'm not even going to get an hour. Okay, I'll try to get whatever I can. I had not sleep, and I was very tired. And the Lord had to let me know he was going to show me something. So I laid down. I'm still praying. Closed my eyes, fell asleep. The Lord was showing me a vision of the house he has to get to me and my family. And he says, if you move to where I told you to move, I will keep you and your family there safe. He was showing me and telling me, I will keep you and your family there safe because that's where I want you to be, he says to me. As he's showing me the place with tremendous presence of God there, and protections of God there, he began to take me to the street of the house. He would show me the outside of the house. I was so impacted with his presence there. I was rejoicing more of his presence than the place, but the house, beautiful. And when he was showing me the street and the address of the house, right when he began to show me, my son ran into the room to wake me up, because that's what I asked him to do. Dad, wake up, wake up. You got to put on the radio. I was like, no, just give me a minute. Give me a minute. The Lord is showing me the address. Right before I could see the address, okay, he woke me up. And I was telling my wife, if I only had even 30 seconds, I could have seen the address. But I understand what God was doing. You see, I understand. That's why I cannot get angry. I understand what he's doing. When he told Abraham to leave his father's house in the land and to go, that is the walk of obedience that he wants from each and one of us. He already has what you're asking him for. The moment you begin to pray, what was told to Daniel? That from the moment he began to pray, the angel was sent to him. From that very moment, his petition was granted. The same with us. From the moment you begin, and the Lord confirmed that to me, yes, I already have it for you. As it says in his word, from the moment you begin to pray, you already have it. He has it for you. Now, what God wants from each and one of us is the walk of faith. And some of us, you know what we want to do? We want to skip the part where you need to walk by faith. And you want to know where, brother? You want to skip faith. You can't skip faith with God, because faith goes with obedience to his word and love. You cannot separate those. And our language is separated, not in the biblical language. They're together. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are one. You cannot separate them. They're one. And that's what we do. We want to separate it. Where? You want to know where. Imagine Abraham. Okay, God, you told me to do all this. Where? Tell me where. No, it cannot be that way. He cannot tell you where right from the very moment he's telling you he already has it for you. That I will show you. When he said, I will show you, because I already have it. He already has it. I will show you. He's not going to show you something that is not there. He's going to show you something that is already there that he has for you. Oh, can you receive that in your spirit tonight? Can you receive that? My brother and sister, can you receive the word of God that I will show you? It's because he already has it. God can see it, but you don't. And walking by faith, then he'll show you where it is. He'll take you there. My brother and sister, I thank you, Lord. You want to know where it is, huh? It don't work that way. It don't. You need to walk by faith first. You cannot skip faith. Like you're doing the computer, you can skip this part and you skip it. No, not with God. That works with men, not with God. You cannot skip the part. That's the part he wants you to walk. Remember? That's the part he wants you to walk, not, but you want to skip it like you're doing your computer. Not with God. Not with God. My brothers, to God, the fun part is you walking with him by faith. That's the fun part. You want to skip the fun part with God? But brother, it's not fun for me. No, if you really focus on the Lord, it is fun. Don't skip the fun that he wants you to have with him. That's the part between you and God. Hallelujah. The fun part is you learning of him who is humble and meek of heart. Don't skip the fun part where he teaches humility and teaches you and he'll guide you. No, no, no. And I will make thee, after you begin to walk by faith, Abraham, I'm going to make you a great nation. And this is only going to happen by faith. The making of God over your life will only happen by faith. God will not have it any other way. Because right there, the whole package of fun, relationship, you knowing him, you being in that relationship with him, that's the part that he wants. Hallelujah. My brother insisted. I know the city. As far as I know the city, I asked him for the city, and he says, Asheville. Okay? I know where that is. That's it. The city I know. My brother and sister, praise the Lord. His protection is over our life. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, his protection, he says, I will protect you and your family there. That's it. That's all you need. If God is for you, who could come against you? You just got to trust him. Hallelujah. I will make thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. How can we be a blessing to people? My brother and sister, if we're not walking with God, it is impossible, because it is with God that all things are possible. Thank you, Lord, for your wisdom. It is with him that all things are possible. How can without him everything be possible? Hello, someone. We need to walk with him. My brother and sister, praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I actually want to leave my fancy chicken. I don't want to take it with me. Hallelujah. I put them on cry list. I'm going to sell them and all. I don't want them to be too noisy to the neighbors, whatever I take them. And then some people are interested in them. Like, you know, I got these Japanese that very few in the whole country there are. And I told people, only in California they have a few of those Japanese chickens. And I was telling people, I never had a chicken that are $400 each. And someone was laughing on the phone. And I've been showing it to people that come here. And I say, let me show you these white Japanese chickens. They're really beautiful exotic chickens. They're $400 each. And this woman of God had me practically gave them to me, an egg, and said, so many of us have tried to hatch this egg here. The humidity in Japan is way different than the U.S., and we have no luck trying to hatch this egg. Will you try? And she said, the Lord let me know that you should have this egg and you should try, she says to me, out of nowhere. I never met this woman before or nothing. I was looking for the egg to hatch, and she said, the Lord let me know, the Lord told her to give me sex of the egg, to have me hatch them, that I will be able to hatch them, the Lord says to her. I was so happy that day when she gave me the egg. I brought them home, put them in the machine, and totally forgot what the Lord had said to her, and I was able to hatch these eggs. And I even have baby from them, chicks from them. But each and one of them are $400, one of these chickens. I never